You are going to listen to two students discussing their project with a tutor. For questions 1 to 5, listen and complete the gaps.
Hi, Brad. Hi, Dr. K.
Hi, Susie.
Okay, now you're both here, let's get started. Can you start by telling me about your initial decisions regarding your design project? What are you going to focus on?
Well, we were going to design a floating hotel, but Dr. Walters told us that it would be too difficult to calculate the costs of the building materials. She warned us not to take on something which is overly complicated, otherwise we might not be able to meet the deadline. The thing is, though, we really wanted to do it because it's something that we've been really fascinated by, and we'd done some of the designs already.
Oh, yes? And what do you think about abandoning this idea, Susie?
I wanted to do it too, but I suppose we should probably do what Dr. Walters says. We haven't studied building materials in that much depth yet, I suppose, so maybe it's wiser to stick to something that we can calculate.
Well, I think you'll be able to do it. You could make a hypothetical model without costings, but with types of materials that could be used. Then give your presentation on this and ask other students what they think. It would be a really good opportunity to get feedback and also improve your critical thinking.
I hadn't thought about that. I was just looking at it from the point of view of financial practicality instead of physical design. Do you think we should go back to our original idea, Brad?
100%. Dr. K is right. It would be amazing presenting just our practical thoughts without having to worry about the costs. I think that would make a great presentation because it would allow us to be a lot more imaginative in our presentation and design.
Think about it anyway. It seems a good way forwards. Now, show me these initial drawings you mentioned. Interesting. What do you think of this first attempt?
Well, I like the design, but I'm not sure the scale is at all accurate.
You've got a point there, Susie, but we can always revisit that later. I think the concept and the design are crystal clear and really innovative.
I'm inclined to agree with Brad here. Now, how are you going to develop these plans?
Well, we need to consider what kinds of clientele the hotel is going to attract. This will probably lead us on to the issue of the hotel style. You know, boutique, classic, traditional, modern.
Actually, Dr. K, do you think that approach might be a bit too focused on face value issues? In my view, we should focus more on the experience and sustainability rather than attracting a certain type of customer.
I thoroughly agree with that as an approach, as it'll definitely offer a different perspective to other students. Now, can you talk me through the diagram you have here?
Now read questions 6 to 10.
Okay, so let's start by your telling me what the different parts of the floating hotel are and explaining how certain components work.
Well, you told us in last week's lecture how it would be more challenging to have a range of different accommodation because this would test our design skills more thoroughly.
That's great, Brad. I'm glad you took my suggestion on board. Now, can we work our way around the hotel from the left?
Okay, well, over here, there are two pools. One is a swimming pool and the other is to be used as an aquarium. There'll be a range of marine wildlife for people to observe.
I see. And the accommodation here all consists of chalets?
Yes, it does. The hotel works by placing different types of accommodation in zones. The chalets are aimed at families on a tighter budget and the pools are near them, whereas over here, above the standard accommodation, is where the luxury accommodation will be situated. In this zone, there are also a series of multifunctional spaces.
One of them is here, the Sun Terrace, which can be used by our guests in many different ways, such as sunbathing or simply enjoying the view.
That's a good use of space. Oh, and this area on the right of the main building, it looks like there's another zone. Is that right?
Yes, this zone is more about entertainment. The central area is what we've called the Event Plaza, which is used for shows and performances. In our business module, Professor Harris highlighted the importance of interactive features of modern architecture, so we wanted to have an integral performance space rather than the typical hotel dance hall.
And we found a study which claimed that a large number of people like their accommodation to be near to any entertainment. So we decided to situate the cottages here.
I like the way you've balanced the design with some of the business aspects in this initial plan. OK, so now let's talk about the next...